Indian-controlled Kashmir has observed a complete shutdown against the detention of pro-independence leaders and activists by Indian police for campaigning against Indian parliament elections. Shops, businesses, educational institutes remain closed in response to a strike call given by veteran Kashmiri resistance leader Saeed Ali Gilani, who has also been placed under house arrest to prevent him from leading election boycott rallies. Almost all top pro-independence leaders have either been detained or placed under house arrest to thwart their anti-election campaigns. Kashmir will hold polls in three phases on April 24, April 30 and May 7. The octogenarian leader Gilani has urged people to observe civil curfew on polling dates as a mark of protest against what he calls sham elections. As election fever grips India, in Kashmir is the same old story of boycott and shutdowns. Political activists here term it an exercise in futility that cannot change the disputed nature of the Himalayan territory. Meanwhile, speakers at a seminar hosted by Kashmir Civil Society Network to commemorate the death anniversary of human rights defender Asia Gilani, who died in a landmine explosion during election monitoring, termed the elections as a futile exercise.
I have been a witness of all the elections 57 onwards. None of these elections has been clean. Jawaharlal Nehru, whom the Indian nation considers as one of the founding fathers of democratic polity in India, he is reported to have said in a letter in 1948 that in regard to Kashmir, democracy has to take a backseat, morality has to take a backseat. It is the national interest, as defined by New Delhi, that has to supervene in Jammu and Kashmir.
Activists of Kashmir's top pro-independence group, Jammu Kashmir Liberation Front, have held a torch rally as part of the election boycott campaign. Chanting anti-election and pro-independence slogans, the activists accused New Delhi of holding elections in the region to hoodwink the international community regarding the Kashmir dispute and denying Kashmiris the right to self-determination. Saeed Ali Safi, Press TV, Indian-controlled Kashmir.